Hello, Sebastian Lacido. Welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in Proverbs 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Let's just stop there for a second. We're going to continue on. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. The Bible is telling us not to lean on our own life experiences, on what we understand as a human being, what our history might have been, what we've experienced in the past, unless it was through the Lord. So the Bible says to trust in him, even though our understanding doesn't understand it, number one. Number two, we can't see it in the human experience. The Bible tells us to lean not on that, to lean on God's word. You know, Abraham didn't deny that his body was dead and his wife's womb was dead, that they had no chance of having a child. They never denied it. They just didn't consider it. They considered God's word more. So what they did was they trusted in God and didn't lean on medical doctors or their understanding in the human experience. They took what God had said to be more relevant, more important, and more true than what the physical circumstances were. So the Bible tells us, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. And the Bible tells us in Chronicles that even in the small things, we need to acknowledge God. We need to look for God's hand of power. We can't just lean on him in the big things. We need to walk this earth with him. And that where he's in charge and we're acknowledging him in everything we're doing and everything we receive. And then he'll direct our path because we've brought him in as a co-partner. Verse 7 says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, depart from evil. It'll be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. So don't be wise in our eyes. Don't think of us more highly. Don't think of yourself more highly than you are. You know, we were wrong before we knew Jesus as our Lord and Savior. We've been wrong more than we've been right after he's been our Lord and Savior. I mean, when you read the red ink in the Bible, there's only three or four times where Jesus said, well done to people. Generally, he's correcting them all the time. And so I realized early on that my wisdom, you know, and my knowledge were lacking completely. And so I look to God for wisdom and I look to God for knowledge. This brings health into our life and it brings strength into our body. You know, the Bible says, don't be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, depart from evil. That fear the Lord is reverence of him. So you don't want to disobey him. You want to fear him so that you please him. And the Bible says that'll bring health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Verse 9 says, honor the Lord with your possessions and with your first fruits of all of your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. So if we honor and acknowledge God with all of our possessions, with all of our wealth, with all of our increase, after all, the book of Corinthians tells us we've been bought with a price and we're not our own. We don't own anything. We don't own our time. We don't own our wealth. We don't own anything here on earth. Jesus bought our life. He ransomed our life from the world and from Satan into the kingdom of God. We have a benevolent king that wants us to honor him and acknowledge him in all of our increase and everything that we do with our hands so that he can give us more than enough. You know, when you look at the whole thing, it's really saying live the life that God has called us to live with a whole heart. You know, when Jesus was asked, which are the two greatest commandments? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, with all your strength, and then love your neighbor as yourself. If you love God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your soul, and all of your strength, then you will not lean on your own understanding. You will trust in him. You'll acknowledge him in all that you do, and you'll walk every day to please him and every day to bring his light, his fruit, and his salt to the earth so that others can join our kingdom. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Please share, follow, and like this on social media. Please pray about becoming a partner with us for $10 or more a month, or become one of the $400 a month or more donors that we want to build a foundation in our ministry so we can continue to give books and curriculums away for free. All of our books, all of our workbooks, all of our curriculums, you can download them for free or order them and we'll send them to you. All you do is pay for shipping. That's our ministry, to put no barriers between people and the Word of God. Anyway, God bless you, and I pray that God's face would shine upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.